With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden and Donald Trump agreed to participate in two debates during a fast-moving few hours on social media. White House correspondent Greg Clugston gets us up to date.
In online videos and social media messages, Trump had challenged the president to a debate.
Anytime, anywhere, any place, let's go, Joe. Let's debate.
And in a video released Wednesday, Mr. Biden accepted.
Make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald.
In their back-and-forth virtual messages, both candidates and campaigns posted snarky comments before agreeing to a pair of televised debates in June and September. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump has urged gun owners to vote in the 2024 election as he addressed thousands of members of the National Rifle Association, which officially endorsed him just before Mr. Trump took the stage at their annual meeting in Texas yesterday. A divisive mobilization law in Ukraine has come into force as Kiev struggles to boost troop numbers after Russia launched a new offensive.
For Ukraine to openly be admitting that its troops are overstretched and struggling is a sign of how serious things are at the moment. And they are hoping for two things to take effect. Firstly, a controversial mobilization law, where it hopes enough men will be able to join the fight and slow that Russian advance. But it's also hoping that will be combined with tens of billions of dollars worth of American ammunition and weaponry. But at the moment, it is a time delay that is seeing Russia take more and more territory, and that's only increasing the political pressure here on Kyiv.
BBC correspondent James Waterhouse. Voters in the Dominican Republic taking to the polls today in general elections likely reinforce the government's crackdown on its shared border with crisis-stricken Haiti. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled the violence-stricken nation. This is SRN News. Colorado is the latest state seeking to make itself an abortion destination. One Colorado abortion fund says it has helped hundreds of women terminate their pregnancies so far this year, many arriving from Texas, where pro-life laws are strong. The Cobalt Abortion Fund spent $6,000 to obtain abortions for 34 women back in 2021. Those numbers have risen to $285,000 for 350 women since the beginning of this year. Colorado lawmakers are helping the abortion industry by passing legislation that shields those seeking abortions and those providing them. Arizona's highest court giving the state's attorney general another 90 days to decide further legal action in the case of a 160-year-old abortion ban. Lawmakers recently voted to repeal the law, but the vote won't take effect until 90 days after they wrap up their current session. The Arizona Supreme Court's order leaves in place for now a more recent law legalizing abortion up to 15 weeks. This is SRN News. After 73 years, a Korean War veteran from Minnesota has finally received his Purple Heart.
The Army notified 96-year-old Earl Meyer that it had granted him the medal, which of course honors those troops who have been wounded or killed in combat. An Army review board had rejected Meyer's application numerous times due to a lack of paperwork, but it reversed course following a campaign by Meyer's three daughters and intervention by Minnesota lawmakers. Jason Walker reporting.
Disneyland performers who helped bring Mickey Mouse, Cinderella, and other beloved characters to life have chosen to unionize following a three-day vote. The Actors Equity Association Labor Union says cast members for the parades and characters departments at Disney's Southern California theme park have voted to unionize by a wide margin. This is SRN News.